Many lawmakers around the nation have adopted the Get Tough on Crime slogan in the last 25 years, but Louisiana took it to heart, perhaps more so than anywhere else. Without question, Louisiana leads the country in the percentage of its residents imprisoned. The rate is twice as high as the national average. In fact, the state's figures are close to the worst in the world, inviting comparisons to countries like North Korea. Lately, a very unusual coalition from the left and right of the political spectrum has been working to try to bring these numbers down. Political reporter Tyler Bridges of The Lens joins us to talk about how these groups have put aside their differences to work together to reduce the state's incarceration rate. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
Tell us which groups or people make up this new coalition, please.
Sure. Traditionally, trying to bring down the incarceration rate and make sentences a little lighter has been an issue of the left. The American Civil Liberties Union has been working on this issue for a number of years. But what's really new is that there are groups on the right, which traditionally have been the proponents of the lock 'em up approach. They're saying, hey, we should really rethink this issue. We should rethink taking a different approach.
I would imagine the motivations for wanting to solve the problem of high incarceration rates are perhaps different for all of the parties involved. Is there one overarching idea that's motivating the different groups to take up the issue?
The left and the right do come at this for differing reasons. Particularly on the right, there are people who are saying, for fiscal reasons, it doesn't make sense for the state to be spending a lot of money locking up people for a long time when it doesn't seem to be making the state demonstrably safer. So on the right, there is particularly an element of fiscal conservatism, and there's also some people on the right for moral reasons don't think it's the best approach.
Tyler, in your piece for The Lens, you list three factors that you believe were instrumental in getting these groups together. Would you talk with us, please, about what they are?
Sure. The first factor I would say would be just a landmark series by Cindy Chang with the Times-Picayune. It was published in May of 2012, an 8-part series that looked at the whole issue in depth and declared, perhaps a bit of an exaggeration, but that saying that Louisiana has the highest incarceration rate in the world. That series really opened up the eyes of a lot of people. And then the second factor is states like Texas particularly, but also Georgia and other Republican-led states have taken various measures to bring down their incarceration rates by lessening sentences, particularly for drugs. And some of the businessmen that I interviewed for my story, who are now also a part of this coalition, were saying, you know, if it's good enough for Texas, which is a pretty, you know, a get tough on crime state, then Louisiana ought to go the same way. Then the third factor is nationally, certain well-known conservatives such as anti-tax crusader Grover Norquist, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, former Attorney General Ed Meese. They have an organization and a website called Right on Crime, again, making the point that it just doesn't make sense putting people in prison for a long time, that there are better approaches, particularly more money should be spent on retraining people who are going to be leaving prison and try to bring down the very high recidivism rates.
Okay, what's next for these strange bedfellows? Do they, for instance, have the support of Governor Jindal?
Governor Jindal has supported modest changes to reduce sentences. One of the biggest questions is whether he would support a measure that is supported by both Democrats and Republicans that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana. And that's something that has sent a lot of people to prison for a long time, particularly for their second and third offenses. And so one of the questions is whether he would support that measure. My guess is that he would not.
Tyler Bridges of The Lens. Tyler, we thank you very much.
Thank you.